Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. And in the spirit of charitable giving that we all are in towards the end of the year, I'd like to welcome Mary Agee, who's president and CEO of Northern Virginia Family Service. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Wayne.
Welcome to the show. I've had the pleasure of working with Mary over the last couple of years and volunteering some time for the organization. And we're going to spend some time exploring a little bit about NVFS because it's an amazing organization. I don't know if we have enough time today to really cover all of the things that it's doing. But Mary is, she's not only the president and CEO, she holds a master's degree in social work from University of California at Berkeley and serves as chair of the Nonprofit Roundtable of Greater Washington, sits on the boards of the NFL Player Care Foundation and Innova Healthcare Systems. She is a co-convener of the Executive Leadership Council of Virginia and chair of the Healthy Families of Virginia Advisory Council. So she is extremely involved, and most impressively, Mary was named by Washingtonian Magazine as a 2009 Washingtonian of the Year. She was cited for her committed work and passionate advocacy on behalf of children and families, and described her as a compassionate powerhouse in Northern Virginia. No question about it. Mary, tell us a little bit about NVFS. It's where it came from and where it is today.
Certainly. NVFS has a wonderful history that started in 1924 in the city of Alexandria, like a lot of charities start, through volunteers who saw a need. Children were going without food, without medicine, didn't have coats in the winter. And so volunteers galvanized each other and a lot of the faith community to respond. And that's our roots. And we've continued with that mission today, which is principally around permanently lifting families out of poverty and getting them on the road to independence.
The road to independence. So what are the major programs that NVFS operates today?
Well, we would be here all morning, Wayne, if I tried to go into those, but I'm going to give you just our five mission initiatives, which really summarizes the vast array of programs. Safe and stable housing is critically important to ensure that children and adults can focus on what they need to focus on and they have a place to call home. Emergency services, that we can help stabilize families in moments of crisis through food, financial assistance, our emergency shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Access to affordable health care. We work with an amazing group of physicians and dentists and specialists throughout Northern Virginia to provide free and reduced cost health care and link families there. And workforce development. We have a workforce development program called Training Futures.
Which is an amazing program. I've seen the results of it. It's just incredible.
It is. It's a nationally recognized as one of the six best job training programs in the country.
Mm.
And then finally is our largest area, working with children and youth, working in early Head Start, first-time parents, foster care, trying to make sure that children are born healthy and stay healthy and developmentally on target when they enter school.
Magnificent. Can you tell me about the impact then that NVFS has had on our area, at least over the last past fiscal year?
Sure. We served nearly 33,000 people last year throughout Northern Virginia. And of those, Wayne, 90% of those families earned, their total income was under $35,000.
It's poverty level.
It's really poverty level. I am amazed
in this
at
area.
The agility. Absolutely. Working 2-3 jobs, it's heartbreaking, really, to see what families struggle on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to really, in a number of areas, make an impact. We were able to expand our affordable housing options in Prince William County for families that lost their homes or were homeless. We were able to secure the resources to begin to expand our family homeless shelter. We were able to bring in $10 million worth of free pharmaceuticals to support indigent children, adults, and especially seniors in our region.
Fantastic.
To name a few.
Fantastic. And what are the big growth areas for Northern Virginia Family Service right now in terms of the programs that you're investing in and really trying to expand?
Well, first and foremost is Training Futures. we believe that it's really important and essential that adults are able to earn a living wage, and they need to have the adequate skills and the courage. And many times we find people who are unemployed or underemployed, it's not so much the technical skills as it is the confidence that they can succeed in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So through our goal is over the next 5 years that we will be replicating Training Futures in 7 additional sites throughout Northern Virginia, so that our hope is we will be graduating 1,000 individuals every year who are ready to go into the workforce, and partnering with Northern Virginia Community College, who has accredited our curriculum for 18 college credits.
My goodness.
So when somebody graduates with this certificate, strong in computer skills and office skills, they also have a whole semester of college.
Mm-hmm.
And they have about 60% of our graduates continue their college advancement, which is the single most important indicator that someone will remain out of poverty, that they're advancing their education and their skills. So we're really thrilled with that outcome.
What other programs are expanding?
We also are looking at expanding our safe and stable housing, because again, when people are precariously housed, all sorts of negative impacts start happening to that family. So we will be looking at doing that, especially in Prince William County.
What do you do for the people that are looking for housing who've been disenfranchised, kicked out of their homes, or not able to find a home?
Well, we have a lot of staff with different skills. So we have a case manager who will work with the family, a housing locator who has developed some very specific skills or relationships with landlords, developing so that we can get our families into apartments, even if they might have some credit challenges,
right,
can help them with their deposits, mental health therapist. Sometimes that's one of the barriers for families to succeed.
Sure.
So it's very important that we're stabilizing the families. One of the other key areas, our single largest call is for health, for healthcare.
Okay. So in terms of the needs and the demands of the community, you're seeing a tremendous increase in healthcare requests.
Exactly. In the last 3 years, we've had over a 40% increase.
What do you think, what would you attribute that to?
Part of it is that people in this economy, even in our region, lost jobs. Their hours were cut, therefore their benefits were cut, and some people could not afford the co-pays, so they were just foregoing the health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have seen that grow. Last year, 13,000 people of the 33,000 came because they needed assistance with some type of health care.
With the downturn in the economy, or the continued downturn in the economy and the political climate, how has NVFS been able to weather the storm?
Well, I think part of it is we have a very diversified funding base, so that we can really balance that out. We've been very fortunate and strategic in maintaining our relationships with local government, with many of the area foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our business partners and our donors stuck by us over these last 3 years. I just have a lot of gratitude for the business community in Northern Virginia, who made some, you know, difficult choices and decided to invest in organizations that were serving the very low income and those who are very challenged. And we were able to, over this period of time, merge with 3 other organizations to bring them under our umbrella so that they could flourish and be able to provide their critical services.
But that's not to say that you're not in need of additional funding. Isn't that correct? I mean,
oh, that's correct.
Because the demand has increased. If the funding is level and the demand is increased, then the need for dollars is even greater, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So while we have this opportunity, we still have, you know, several minutes left, but I just want to make sure that how can people help NVFS and its programs? Tell us a little bit about what you would advise the listeners to do, a call to action, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'd ask folks to go to our website, at www.nvfs.org. And there'll be lots of different ways you can help, whether that's through financial resources, whether it's through that precious commodity of time as a volunteer. We had 2,000 volunteers last year, amazing numbers of people. Many of those are people that have come maybe once or twice to help with a project, and that's wonderful. Some come every day to Training Futures or to our Early Head Start Child Development Center, or in kind. People have either their intellectual capital that they have a skill set we would really benefit from, or maybe we have all sorts of Girl Scout troops, Boy Scouts troops, civic associations that'll do book drives or pamper drives, and anything like that is greatly beneficial. Donating to our two thrift shops.
Mm-hmm. Which are pretty amazing thrift shops. Where are they located?
In Centerville, mm-hmm. and also in Falls Church, the Clock Tower thrift stores. And so take all types of donations. All that we make through the stores goes right back directly into our programs.
So people can shop there as well to generate revenue for the organization to give back into its programs.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm a personal volunteer. I've spent some time at Serve, which is out in Prince William County. My son and I drive a van around and pick up groceries, and we take it back to the food distribution center. And then you can give money, too. So there's lots of different ways, lots of needs that need to be fulfilled. And mm-hmm. so if you're listening to this program, you need to think about donating your time, donating your money, donating other things that might be able to help NVFS fulfill its mission in Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. Can you, in the few minutes we have left, again, summarize for the listeners the legacy of NVFS? I mean, we talked about it starting back in 1924. They were delivering coal back then, weren't they?
Absolutely. Several years ago, we could not find board minutes for the 20s and 30s. And I walked back to my office. The Alexandria office was moving. Mm-hmm. And there were these boxes in my office. And staff said we were going to toss them, but thought maybe you should look at them first, Mary. So I opened it up, and there were these volumes of onion skin paper with calligraphy type writing, mm-hmm. listing all of the people that had been helped, how many tons of coal had been delivered each year, how many bottles of medicine, how many coats for children, how many pairs of shoes. It was an unbelievable experience, Wayne, to read through that, to see how charitable people were then. Of course, this was in pre-welfare days.
And that was during the beginning of the Depression.
Depression, yeah. Exactly. So it's really been wonderful to be a part of this organization in evolving to try to find new ways to address our nagging community problems. But I think some of our greatest legacy have been in our response to 9/11, the Survivors Fund,
right,
and having that honor of working with the families impacted through that event for 7 years. And following Hurricane Katrina, working in Fairfax with thousands of people who had been relocated with absolutely nothing. So it's been an amazing honor, really, to be a part of this organization and to create new ways to deal with old problems.
Well, that's a great summary. And again, the main areas of growth are the Serve shelter expansion. I know you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Training Futures, an amazing program. Housing locator services, the demand is increasing as foreclosures increase. And then one other point was dental links, right? I mean, there's also the need for dental
Correct.
Service.
Dental care is the number one medical issue in Northern Virginia. It's expensive. People forego dental care, and so we are working, again, with a phenomenal network to provide thousands of children and adults with reduced-cost dental care.
Mary Agee, thank you so much for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. And listeners, please check out nvfs.org for more information on Northern Virginia Family Service and how you can help at this time of year of giving. I'm Wayne Zell, and I thank you for listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.